All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're back with another video. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And this is the Grim Articles and Rant Show. So we're going to start off with a rant. And basically what I'm going to do is go back to the fucking shitstorm I typed over in Drexel's thread. Well, I'll actually use my own thread since it's been moved in. But we were talking about basically what DP and I just watched, which was the latest episode of Fresh and Fit, After Hours with Rollo Tomasi.
Oh, yeah.
And just the kind of reactions that the girls are giving him over there. It's pretty crazy. I went on at length about it after it aired. And let me see. Right here. Yeah, I went absolutely nuts. Hold on. It's not you. I think I will. Hold on just a second. I need to find where I had this at. But go ahead and explain your thoughts while I'm looking for mine.
Well, so basically, it's them, and they have a panel of women, and they do have choose the right to kick them out if they step out of line. They expect to be respected while on the show. And it's basically different questions about why women had it better than men, almost. Because I think the first question was, why would a woman flake? And and all these women also have OnlyFans. I think maybe one didn't have OnlyFans, but it was only one out of like...
Wow.
What was it like? Eight or nine, eight, maybe seven.
Yeah.
Women, but almost everyone had OnlyFans, and I do think that was a good thing to have sex workers on there, just because if you had asked just any girl on the street, they would have maybe not intentionally lied, but they would have tried to protect their, I guess, reputation, per se. You know, how, oh, I'm not a whore, even though I sleep with tons of people.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it for my business, or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what she was saying, she was like, oh, I'm going to keep continuing to hoe myself out for my kids so that my kid can be like a trust fund.
Oh, yeah.
Like she thinks that she's really going to find some high-value man with that kind of behavior.
She ain't putting that money back. You can look at her and tell. I mean...
Yeah.
Sometimes stereotypes work.
Right.
That girl's spending all her money on makeup,
mm-hmm.
Cumbrellas,
yeah.
Which are the long eyelashes.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever she wants, plus I'm sure she feeds the baby and all that.
Right, right, right.
But she's talking about having her mom take care of the kid, which is really what's going on in a lot of today's society, which, you know, I can understand grandparents having the grandkids and all that, but... single parent households are usually relying on the parent or their parent to take care of their kids while they're out doing whatever.
Yep.
I know a girl that was just like that. She couldn't stop fucking. And, you know, she was very, what is it? She grew up in a strict household. From what I recall, she went out and had a train ran on her on a military base. And she, the guy she was with cheated on her after they had like seven kids.
Damn.
And then she had two more with different guys.
Jesus.
And, I mean, I heard she's dating someone now, but I feel bad for him because what value she got it, she hadn't given that.
Everybody
else.
That
was also something that they were talking about. Like, if you're out having sex with, like, as a woman, they have that ability. But if a guy knows about it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to lower their value to them for a long-term relationship. Maybe not a pump and dump.
But a long-term relationship. Anyone
that you want to be with forever, you don't want to be with... It's you don't want to slice a pizza if everyone in town's had a bite of it and leaves you with what's left. You know? It was...
And I have a lot to say about like this as well.
And I'd say too, is it pissed me off at, you know, when they asked the girls questions about what would you do if your guy got upset about your business and all this. They're like, well, if I'm gonna fuck, I'm gonna fuck.
Right.
But when it came time to what if you found out that they had been on OnlyFans having sex with an ex-girlfriend, and it was an old clip. It wasn't, like, current. Oh, I'd be pissed, or I'd leave them, or I'd, this and that.
Yeah, double standards. I was like,
rules for me, not for thee.
Right.
It's...
Now...
Yeah.
Now, all right. I mean, I'll just talk about what I mentioned here on the in the server. I mean, some of you have read it, but probably most of you haven't. I said that the first women on the left are normally the kind I get and talk to. Like, those are the kind of girls that usually... That first girl, you know, she was not really super skinny. She was kind of chubby. She wasn't necessarily... She's like more of the decent type. And basically, I said the one who is always about to cry because she had shit go down in her childhood and wants you to be her rock. I mean, that's kind of more or less what those kind of relationships are like. If you got a woman that always acts like she's going to cry or break down all the time, yeah, she's going to expect you to be a rock like 24/7. And some guys don't want to fucking be that.
Yeah.
And then I said, however, she gave the most sincere answers, which she did. She didn't talk about all kinds of hoe shit and all that. She was just really kind of one of the most normal ones on there, which really surprised me because he didn't have all these, like, you know.
Yeah, that one that was all hood rat. Talking about, oh, I got in a fight with my man, he knocked my tooth out. Yeah, he's still
6 foot tall and knocked my tooth out.
A lot of those answers, and other women gave them too, but she seemed like that more a defense mechanism.
Yeah, it was hardcore.
Like, oh, I ain't no bitch, so I gotta say I'm hard.
That's all that was. That's all that was. And I said one of the guys said that men have to have a sexual past because women generally are not interested in anything nobody wants. Which is true today, because there is a lot of women, if you haven't had sex, like, they're not going to want to have sex with you because nobody wants that first time of inexperience. They want a man now that comes in all experienced, knowing what to do, and all that shit. Which, I mean, for some guys, like, if you're in that realm, like, you may want to, you know, I'm going to plug my sponsor here, but you may want to go to spinningrobotpussy.com and grab one of those instead. That might help you out. Revy's been posting a couple videos.
Also say and, talk to people.
Well, yeah, but
well, I mean, besides advertising.
Well, yeah, for but a I'm fine just product, saying.
Such
well,
as
yeah,
spinningrobotpussy.com.
Yeah,
and which, get yourself a spinning robot pussy today.
Yeah, like I said, Revy's been making a couple videos on how to fix the square peg. So he has been fixing. He has been promoting it a lot and. He said that they blew out of all the original orders. By the way, it's on sale now. So, yeah, you can go pick one up. Enjoy it. I hope you guys like it. Anyway, but if you are kind of... Well, yeah, Invader Tech said, put it... Yes, that's the idea. They do fit in dolls. They fit in most size dolls. That's why they were made. That's why Revy made these to fit in dolls. So if you're a doll owner, yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah, if you
like dolls. He said, okay, so one girl made a point of lowering standards. Now let me explain the past and present in regards to that. Now here's me. I dated a lot of decent mid-range girls. I knew the beauty queens and I talked to them, but I wasn't generally interested in them. I mainly wanted somebody who was into my hobbies and being attractive was a bonus. A lot of the girls I dated, some of them were okay, pretty cute, but very few of them were ever, like, just, like, could be on the cover of a magazine, you know. And, I mean, it wasn't that they were ugly. It's just that they weren't one, you know, full 10 out of 10s. I was like, ah, she's pretty cute, and we have some things in common, and that was it. Like, that's all I needed. But here's the issue. Those girls would normally be chosen by the rest of the guys, because remember, they're admitting on the show now, 80% of men cannot get sex. 80%. And of course, they're like, oh, yeah, but that's not true, because he's Haitians and they're money. I'm like, okay, that's the thing. They're money. They're scamming people in order to get the money to have these fancy lives and pay, throw thousands of dollars at these
girls. It's either that or they're making it look as though they have the money when they don't.
Yeah,
illusion of wealth.
Counterfeit bills, I mean, whatever.
You can do that with like a middle class.
Yeah, you can do that with anybody. But what I'm saying is, yeah, they're saying, oh, these guys have money though. That's the thing that Fresh talked about though.
It's
Fresh
how you
said.
Present yourself.
Fresh basically. Said though that most guys do not make that kind of money.
Oh, no.
And yeah, some guys do have game like that where they don't need it, but that is also a rare circumstance. And what we're talking about is the fact that, yes, even the PUA guys, which before, in the past, TFM remembers these days. They didn't care who you were, they could teach you how to be alpha and get pussy. It's not, then they now realize it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
So there's some guys that just are not going to be able to make the cut. And there's a lot of girls out there that can't cut the mustard either. So that's why, you know, we're in talking about alternatives and things like that. And there's a lot of guys that, again, they're told to lower their standards or date like normal people. Which, again, I dated like the normal kind of decent, I liked alt girls.
Well, they were talking
about
anybody, which is
really bad.
Of course, you know, the woman themselves aren't going to do that.
Right. No, they're not going
to
do that at
all. It's okay for y'all to do it. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah, we're not going
to
do it.
Not us.
Right. But here's the thing. Because I used to date these alt girls in the rock and heavy metal and stuff. Well, here's what happened. I said those girls would normally be chosen by the rest of the guys. Well, they all became fat feminists. Even girls who were just slightly big became walruses. Feminism ruined the alt girls, so they got fat and shaved their heads. Dude, I just saw a picture of a girl I banged years ago. You know what she looks like now?
What?
A man.
Yeah.
She shaved her head. She shaved her hair almost damn like near like a man's cut, and her hair is blue, and she looks like a straight up man now.
Luckily, I hadn't.
I'm so glad I dodged that fucking bullet.
Oh yeah.
Called themselves trans, no offense to Cress, and other things we see today. Now the guys who would settle no longer, the guys who would settle no longer want to settle, because no one wants to settle for these fat, angry, misandrous feminazis. And I said, these alt chicks I used to be into because they were rocker girls and liked heavy metal and hard rock are now becoming the e-thought, the goth mommy, and changing their gender to whatever they feel like on a Thursday. So the kinds of women I'm interested in have gone nuts. And unless I pretty much date a 30 or 40-year-old broad who remembers the metal and rock stuff in my area, I'm going to be heading into a trap. These new alt chicks will get you killed, jailed, or in debt. And yeah, even the post walls have simps. I know a local woman in a heavy metal and goth and all that shit. She almost got shot by a police officer during a local BLM protest and never attended another one. I watched that live from her camera feed.
Oh,
anyway,
is that the one we watched?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she is a single mother who married this asshole druggie, had two kids, he abused her and she divorced him, got custody of the kids, owns a tattoo shop and got really fat, like really fat, and she still managed to find a decent looking dude that she's been posting pics of recently. Part of that, she and her skinny model friend who never went anywhere but still looks good, but she went overseas and got ran through, then came back, were crying in glasses of wine because no one wanted them. And because they still think progressivism is alt, they share all these communist values and go crazy with the left-wing talking points. If you date an alt chick these days in America, she's going to be at least 75% leftist, if not more than that. And bands like In This Moment, OTEP, Venom Prison, and Couch Slut are all over these kind of anti-men, pro-women, and rape culture shit that these women listen to, aside from all that dark pop stuff like Lana Del Rey and such. I said, metal's pretty much dead, and so is that kind of girl, so I just made a doll to look like one, and it's about the best you can do nowadays. And I also said that there's one very important thing I forgot to mention regarding the stream. The girls kept saying, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't be here. And the artificial womb says, hello, ladies. And I got another thing. One more thing, and that's all I've got to say here. And about the artificial womb, let's be honest. These thoughts will want to ban it. And let me explain why. This is very important, guys. People keep saying they're going to ban dolls. But that's not going to be the case. Because these high-value women still have high-value alphas. They aren't worried about guys with dolls. They said that if you get something like that, you're pretty much taking yourself out of the market. They don't want anything to do with you at that point. If they still have the high-value alphas to pump and dump them, they'll be fine as long as they get ran through. And that's true. But the artificial womb changes things. And let me tell you guys how. Fresh and Fit alluded to the fact that there are definitely high-value elite alpha men who women have to share. Admittedly. You didn't catch this part of the podcast, but the girls literally admitted that there are men that are so high on the totem pole that they do not mind sharing them with other women and would gladly share them with other women because that's how high value they are. Now listen, these guys have literal harems of women. If these men could procreate without a woman, which they would do, it would destroy them. It would destroy these high-value women trying to get these alphas. It would destroy their whole thing. They'll be marching out into the streets trying to get the technology banned because it would discriminate against women, in their words. And again, I'm talking about the super ultra elite. No one I know in this community is the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a high-ranking government official. That's the kind of fucking people I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And I had one more thing. One other thing I wanted to say is the fact that every woman said she would be submissive with the right guy. Yet when you hear them talk about themselves, they talk about how they fought men and have ex-boyfriends in prison and all this crazy shit. Oh. And I'm like, that's what you're trying to teach men, Mr. Sterling Cooper, how to lay pipe? I would rather teach men how to do actual plumbing work. God forbid you wind up with some of these crazy women. Have Fresh and Fit ran out of women to be on their show and found these hoes on the street?
I thought that's the kind that they usually get.
He said, I'm going to go out and hoe at the club so my son has a better life. You're going to do what? Whore yourself out waiting for some man who's going to make your kid a trust fund baby? And still, the PUAs try to sell men on these hoes. Oh. I don't think... it's the fact that 80% of men can't get pussy. I think it's because 60% of men said, oh, the hell with this, and just walked away. That's pretty much what I have to say about that whole situation. It's bad. It's just altogether bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is not, again, talking to every single woman. And then you see the kinds of women, like, okay, they're attractive. They get all kinds of guys. These guys are such bad simps that they don't even realize that the personality of some of these women is absolute dog shit. That whole, fucking, what was she, a Latina black mix girl? That was a fucking German Shepherd, that's like a German Shepherd Chihuahua mix.
That was so many red flags.
That was red flag. But you know what? She's got a successful OnlyFans. And fucking guys are actually simping out to this hoe who has the worst personality of any woman I've seen in a long time.
Doing successful on OnlyFans is probably...
right.
Trash human, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, they may not look like it in action. You know, they'll probably have thousands of people that love to hook up with them. But I guarantee any of the people on their OnlyFans hooked up with them and tried to date them, it wouldn't be long before they got tired of that shit and dropped them.
And basically...
or it'd take all their money and leave them penniless and they'd... be like, oh, why didn't I dump her when I...
And just going through the Grimm Show chats as we're about to start our articles.
Okay.
Hentai Ninja says, single baby launchers tend to pawn their crotch fruit off on their parents. And Hoshioni says, why is it so hard for women to understand it's about what the ones who want them want and not what they want you to want? They have double standards, so that makes them better than us who have single standards. And Vader Tech says, I was summoned, right? Yeah. And then, okay.
Well, they had a thing about what makes a good parent. And they were talking about, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Psych. It's about a guy that pretends to be a psychic, but he's just very hyper-observant because his dad taught him.
Yeah.
But is basically, you know, most people try to keep their kids from getting hurt and all that. And or not because they don't want them to get hurt, but it makes them feel good that they kept them safe and it was them that did it. Sean's dad on the show would allow him to make his own mistakes and then question why. You know,
right.
A good parent doesn't do what makes them feel good. They do what helps the kid.
Now, okay, they were saying, Vader Tex's idea, put a spinning robot pussy in one of Phil's dolls. Yes, that's already going underway. Matter of fact, the SRP thing was started by TFM for dolls. These are specifically made for dolls, man. Pretty much all Jinsan dolls, and I think even other dolls, but it's supposed to fit pretty much all cavities.
That was the whole creation of the spinning robot.
Well, not the original, because the spinning male masturbator has been around for a while, but SRP, the actual spinning robot pussy, it will fit in your dolls, folks. So, remember that.
They're trying to perfect it.
That ain't no woman. It's a man, is what Hentai Ninja said about my ex. She did look like a woman at one time.
Yeah.
Definitely not. And then somebody's, Hoshioni's posting some, good lord, that's old school goth there. But not the goth mommy we get. That feeling when the goth girls are being ruined, yep. And then it says, that's why I prefer 2D goth girls, Hentai Ninja says. Oshioni posts a meme here. Simps are scum, says Hentai Ninja. Simps are the root of all sin, says Hoshioni. Invader Tech says, Adam equals original simp. And then Oshioni says, sin equals simp. Something is blocked out completely. What the hell? Why is this blocked out? I don't know. I can't even see it. So it's, I know he did, but I can't even put, okay, here it goes. He says, I'd rather support a fellow trap on OnlyFans. At least I'm helping a fellow guy out. That's fucking hilarious. Sin or something. Okay. And then we have, traps prove men can do anything better than women, even being women. Okay, and that's all for the chats right now, so what I'm going to do is go into the articles. We got a lot to talk about, folks. A lot of shit just fucking broke down. Basically, America left Afghanistan, and as soon as America left Afghanistan, Taliban came marching in.
That's pretty much Taliban's what everyone
like, yep.
said.
Taliban's like, okay, guys, we're getting the band back together. Let's go on ahead and show them the wrath of Allah. So pretty much, okay, and Trump had something to say about it. He was in New York today. So Trump, he says, and this just happened an hour or so ago, Daily Mail, Trump demands Biden resign in disgrace over chaotic Taliban takeover in Afghanistan as he arrives in New York City.
I've been demanding it since he got in the office, man.
Former President Trump said in a statement to his followers calling on President Joe Biden to resign in disgrace on Sunday amid the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan after the withdrawal of U.S. troops. They took it back over in like a day. It's time for Joe Biden to resign in disgrace for what he has allowed to happen in Afghanistan. Along with the tremendous surge in COVID, the border catastrophe, the destruction of energy independence, and our crippled economy, Trump said in an email. He continued perpetuating his claim that Biden won the presidency via election fraud, concluding the email, "It shouldn't be a big deal because he wasn't elected legitimately in the first place."
I know. Well, they actually found proof of it in Arizona.
Trump issued the statement as exclusive Daily Mail photos showed him arriving at Trump Tower in New York City. Yep. That's it. He's tired of it.
I'll be tired of it too.
And he's definitely got dementia. Biden, oh my God, he has dementia bad. Sticks and Hammer was talking about the fact that he just got back from, I believe it was Delaware, where they were pretty much pumping him full of all these medications to kind of relieve his dementia symptoms, or at least prolong the little bit of coherency he has. And basically they said that he was pretty much he almost walked right into the damn bushes instead of going where the Secret Service told him to go. You can see footage of it, where he just starts meandering off into the...
Well, if he's demanding he quit, how does he know to quit if he can't think straight?
Right. He might not even know he's president.
Honestly, I think from the beginning, it's a group of figureheads using him as a puppet to get their agenda out. AOC is probably part of it, which she's so stupid she's just going along with the brains of the operation. But, what's her name? Pelosi? Several different people probably have their hand in that.
Well, let's see. We've got quite a few articles here. Okay, well, there's more science-y articles. There's more science-y articles, but we're not going to do that. Okay, we all do know about the Sony bought Crunchyroll. Funimation bought Crunchyroll. So, anime piracy is going to happen. Get on your little ship like One Piece and get all your anime because, yeah. Oh, and apparently the Evangelion finale finally came out streaming, so I've got to watch it. The 3.0 plus 1.0, which is the finale of the new Evangelion. Definitely going to watch that pretty soon. I'm looking forward to it. I probably have to start with 1.0 all the way over again because I haven't fucking watched these in years. But that's out. Let's see. Genetic paper. No, we're not going to do that. Facebook shuts down accounts in anti-vaccine influencer campaign. And of course they're saying Russia-based marketing firm sought to pay social media influencers to smear COVID vaccines. That's not that important, but yeah, you guys do need to know what happened. Here's one. Nintendo removes waifu uncovered from eShop over nudity. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit about this since...
Nintendo's always been about...
Well, yeah, but they have been changing their image lately. With a name like One Hand Free Studio, it's not exactly surprising that a game they put out would be deemed by Nintendo as raunchy. For reference, here's the company's profile picture on Facebook. This week, a game from them called Waifu Uncovered made its way to the Switch's eShop. I guess that was an image that didn't load. After release, it appears that Nintendo has since pulled down the title. Oh, okay. It's just One Hand Free Studio. It just shows a hand around a joystick. After release, it appears that Nintendo has since pulled the title and is no longer available as digital download in Japan. The gameplay is heavily complex in which the player works to derobe one of eight beautiful females. In other words, you basically shoot the on-screen worker's women's clothing until it falls off. The game also features a cutting-edge one-finger mode, allowing the player to have one hand free to partake in various other activities such as walking the dog, flipping a pancake, or maybe basting a turkey. It seems that Nintendo isn't too fond of the game's content and has subsequently removed it from the Japanese eShop. While the game focuses entirely on removing women's clothing, Waifu Uncovered's removal comes from a scene which shows a bit too much cleavage. In Japan, the uncensored mode was supposedly removed from the game, so the scene which caused removal shouldn't even be available to play. There's a moment of gameplay where one of the on-screen women's breasts is fully visible. Normally, a piece of clothing would still remain, or there would be some on-screen object preventing full view. One Hand Free is working on an update that they say should remedy this issue and plan to get waifu uncovered up as soon as possible. If it remains up for more than 4 hours, please consult your physician. Okay, I have a response to this. You want to see what my response is? I'm going to show you what my response is.
Yeah.
Where is it? Ah, yes. Brave. Let's see here. Let's see what my response to Nintendo is.
All right.
Going to see it in just one second.
Anytime now, yeah. There it is. Nope.
Oh, no, no, no.
Up, still, up.
Hold on.
We need a drum roll. Up.
Hold on. We're going to do this.
Oh, we're doing it.
There we are. Here we go, right here. We're going to go into the... There is, remember. Remember, guys, there is a... Let's see, we're going to go back a few pages here. Just so you guys know, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be here. Oh, oh, there we are. Manga Gamer Summer Sale! Select titles up to 70% off! Fuck Nintendo! Look at that! All the fucking hentai that Nintendo won't carry, and it's now on sale! And yes, the version of Euphoria I bought does work full screen! This is a go now. There is a poop filter, so... We can do that. We got other things. Okay, once again... Maggot Bates, which we've played. The Rants games. Look at all that. All those Rants games. Fucking a lot of fun. Sakura no Mori Dreamers, which I'm going to read some more of tonight after the show. So stay tuned for that. You've got Suck My Dick or Die, which is good on sale. A lot of stuff on here, guys. DSRA, which I bought. It has some sexual scenes in the original version of the game, but it comes with both. That is a hardcore game, by the way. This is really deep philosophical shit. And then How to Live a Healthy Anti-Lifestyle. I thank you guys so much for 87 views on the second video. We're actually up to 33 on the third. But Chica, tomorrow, I think we're going to be doing her right there. The mama tomorrow. So you guys stay tuned for that. We're going to be doing some MILF shit. Okay. Anyway, that's my response, Nintendo. We got Manga Gamer. We don't fucking need you. Go ahead and remove your shit. We'll just buy it from somewhere else. We'll support companies that aren't afraid of adult content.
I'll just say, Nintendo's like Disney.
But Nintendo...
I watch Disney movies for what they are,
But here's the thing. In the past, Nintendo was very... wholesome and family oriented.
Yeah.
However, they had recently started putting more racy stuff on their platform. Okay. And we started coming to it because they're like, oh, they're finally starting to address more adult games. Like the Fantasy Tavern games are on there. And those have adult content.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, yes, Nintendo was doing it. However, if Nintendo's not going to support the stuff and no other console wants to support the stuff, we'll fucking buy it from Manga Gamer. We'll fucking buy it from Jazz USA. We'll fucking buy it from Dempasoft or DL Site. We don't need Nintendo for that. Go ahead and put your Mario and all your other little stuff on there. Do what you want. We'll buy adult games from adult publishers that give a shit. And also don't censor it, Steam. So we can actually get... I know some games are not uncensored there, but they have removed several games. Rants is not available on Steam, and it will never ever be, even though it's a really fucking good game, and it's a good game in its own right outside of the nudity. So, hey, guess what? There you go. That's my response. That's my response to that.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got to say about that. So we have a little more going on.
This got some wild soundtrack on today.
Oh yeah.
That sound like the beginning of that joke. Said We all get to fuck you, or Umi Gumi. or say, Umi Gumi or death.
Damn.
And he's like, I choose Umi Gumi. So he takes the first guy, and they fuck him for days. Like, they don't even take a break for lunch or breakfast or anything. They just keep fucking him. And then they throw him in a pile of jizz and waste, and they look at the other guy like, all right, Umi Gumi or death? He said, I choose death. Okay, death it is, but first, Umi Gumi.
That's pretty funny. Okay, Apex Legends lead game designer fired for remarks made in 2007. I'm just very depressed because it feels like I'll never be able to make up for who I was, he said. Oh, he apologized! Lead game designer in Apex Legends, Daniel Z. Klein, has left Respawn Entertainment following the discovery of offensive blog posts published in 2007. What year is it? 2021. How many years ago was 2007?
Well, it was about 12 to 13, I think.
Yeah, over a decade ago. Images from the DeviantArt blog were circulated on Twitter last month, which and feature comments derogatory to women and African people. Shortly after the images started circulating, Klein made a statement denouncing the material. He said, I was confronted with some awful statements I made on a blog. He apologized. He said, I take full ownership and I'm embarrassed and as sad and angry at my younger self. Do not apologize. Response.
What keeps him going?
Klein's colleague, Ryan K. No, because it's never going to be enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll never stop.
Yeah. Respawn director of COM spoke in support. Daniel sent me the video himself to make me aware of it, referring to a YouTube video collating the old remarks. I don't think anything from 2007 reflects on a person in 2021. People grow up and accusing him of possible sexual assault? Just because he's saying things like that, they're automatically going to assume
possible.
That he's... that he's abused
so
someone.
Stupid.
I know, and accusing him of possible sexual assault is over the line. You should never say stuff like that without evidence. 2 weeks later, he announced in his departure from Respawn in a series of tweets. I want to be very open here and say that I'm heartbroken and depressed. It's been a very dark few days. You may or may not have seen the awful bigoted things I said in 07. I wholeheartedly agree that guy should have been fired. I've poured so much energy in becoming a better person since, and I'm very depressed, and blah, 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 okay. I said racist and sexist things, not because I believed any of them, but because I knew I could get a reaction out of people. Oh, go fuck off, mate.
Well, now you're making it sound crappier than what it could have been.
I know. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just a horrible, terrible person. And now, fuck off.
I tell them to shut their fuck hole and do what I want to do.
Now, tomorrow, we're going to be getting real deep into the Great Reset, because I got a bunch of articles for that. But we won't be doing that today, so all the COVID-related articles will go up, will be talked about tomorrow. But I got a bunch of them, especially one in particular I want you guys to really watch out for. This is an article just happened in The Guardian. August 15th. That's very recent. New COVID variants will set us back a year, experts warn UK government. And vaccine-beating variant is realistic possibility, say scientists, amid calls for contingency plans to be revealed. What this says is they believe that there will be a variant of COVID that will be resistant to the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
So what's the fucking point?
Oh, I gotta go get vaccinated, guys. Oh my god, there's a version of COVID that is resistant to the vaccine, but I got both doses. I'm protected, right?
No, you're not protected because COVID fucking Sigma comes around, like the Sigma virus from Mega Man, and just fucking swoops in, and oh my god, I've got COVID again. Yep, didn't fucking work, did
it? I'll tell you, my brother's mother-in-law got it. Got the shot, and then she got COVID.
Yeah.
Like, it does not protect you.
And one thing, all you people talking about Snopes says, but Snopes says, listen to this. Brand new. This is actually BuzzFeed. It was shared on Not the Beat, but I got the original source from BuzzFeed. I don't like BuzzFeed news. I don't like BuzzFeed news, but it is a legitimate article. I did read it, make sure it was factual. This is from Tech. It basically says the co-founder of Snopes wrote dozens of plagiarized articles for the fact-checking site. He says you can always take an existing article and rewrite it just enough to avoid copyright infringement. David Mickelson, the co-founder of the fact-checking website Snopes, has long presented himself as the arbiter of truth online, a bulwark in the fight against rumors and fake news. But he has been lying to the site's tens of millions of readers. A BuzzFeed News investigation has found that between 2015 and 2019, Mickelson wrote and published dozens of articles containing material plagiarized from news outlets such as The Guardian and the LA Times. After inquiries from BuzzFeed News, Snopes conducted an internal review and confirmed that under a pseudonym, the Snopes byline, and his own name, Mickelson wrote and published 54 articles with plagiarized material. The articles include such topics as same-sex marriage licenses and the death of musician David Bowie. Snopes VP of editorial and managing editor Doreen Marchioni suspended Mickelson from editorial duties pending a comprehensive internal investigation. He remains an officer and a 50% shareholder in the company. Our internal research so far has found a total of 54 stories he published that use appropriated material, including all of the stories BuzzFeed shared with us, Marchioni and Snopes Chief Operating Officer Vinnie Green said in a statement. Let us be clear. Plagiarism undermines our mission and values. Full stop, Marchioni added. It has no place in any context within this organization. Snopes' editorial staff disavowed Mickelson's behavior in a separate statement signed by 8 current writers. We strongly condemn these poor journalistic practices. We work hard every day to uphold the highest possible journalistic and ethical standards. Snopes told BuzzFeed News it plans to retract all of the offending stories and would disable advertising on them. It will also append an editor's note to an explanation of each. Said Mickelson, there is no excuse for my serious lapses in judgment. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it said here... So, I was browsing the news and came across an article on the CBS News website about a horrific crime involving a Memphis woman charged with killing 4 of her children by slitting their throats with a butcher knife. I wondered as I pondered the headline. Memphis mom charged with grisly butchering of 4 of her kids. Did this woman murder her children in bear-like fashion, or was the mother of an extremely advanced age? Snopes.com, July 3rd, 2016. Meet Jeff Zarnadia. During a brief but memorable career, his byline, which linked a bio detailing his Pulitzer Prize and his skill at mule skinning, appeared on at least 33... Let's see, hold on. Oh, no, this is important. Okay, appeared on at least 23 Snopes articles on topics like Donald Trump's financial woes and false rumors about Clinton. His reporting made enemies of hoaxers and fabulous across the political spectrum, including former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone and the late fake news kingpin Paul Horner, both of whom were unaware of his true identity. It's just a David Mickelson alt, Snopes former managing editor Brooke Binkowski explained when BuzzFeed News inquired. He used to write about topics he knew would get him hate mail under the assumed name. Plus, it made it appear he had more staff than he had. Between 2015 and 2019, Mickelson regularly plagiarized reporting from other news outlets in an effort, he said, to scoop up traffic. In an interview with BuzzFeed News, Mickelson attributed this behavior to lack of formal journalism experience. I didn't come from a journalism background, he said. I wasn't used to doing news aggregation. A number of times I crossed the line to where it was copyright infringement. I own that. In an explanation about the website's practices, Snopes informs readers that it follows all industry guidelines for transparency of reading, adding, We think being transparent with readers is the coolest. But the fact that Zarnadia was in fact Mickelson was not disclosed anywhere on the site.
Oh!
Following BuzzFeed News inquiry, the Zeronadia author page has been removed, and the Zeronadia byline has been replaced with Snopes staff. Founded in 95 by Mikkelsen and his then wife, Barbara Hamill, Snopes bills itself as the internet's definitive fact-checking website and is a two-time Webby Award winner, cited by the links of the New York Times and the Washington Post, of course. It served as one of Facebook's fact-checking partners between 2016 and 2019, but in recent years, the site has been troubled by a bitter ownership dispute. Mikkelsen's alias flies in the face of the site's mission, once described by the New York Times as a quest to debunk misinformation online. It also highlights his penchant for trolling, something he was known for in the early 1990s when he posted on Usenet forums under the handle Snopes. At that time, he was so strongly associated with trolling, even tricking advice columnist Ann Landers into running several prank letters, that the practice was sometimes referred to as snoping. Similar pranks and allusions to trolling are a little littered through Snopes' site, so we can't trust them at all. For example, a section called the Repository of Lost Legends, which forms the acronym TROLL, contains spoof fact checks with titles like Mr. Ed Was a Zebra. Another article, Do People Swallow 8 Spiders Per Year?, which was penned by Mikkelsen as a lesson to readers to always check their sources, included reference to non-existent tech columnist Lisa Burgett Holst, whose name is in fact an anagram for This Is a Big Troll. In an interview with BuzzFeed, he said he created the Zeronadia pseudonym as a joke intended to mislead the trolls and conspiracy theorists who frequently targeted the site and its writers in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. It was kind of a stress relief thing after spending 20 years seeing people trying to discredit our work by making stuff up about us, he said. Let's have some fun and watch these people vent their spleen, inventing reasons why this non-existent persona is biased. Knowingly misleading readers by using a fake name is considered unethical for many news outlets, especially one that markets itself as a bulwark of truth and transparency. Far worse is plagiarism. BuzzFeed found dozens of articles on Snopes' site that include language, sometimes entire paragraphs that appear to have been copied without attribution from the news outlets, that include the New York Times, CNN, NBC News, and the BBC. 6 of these articles were published under his byline, 3 under Mikkelsen's own, and the rest under Snopes' staff. Snopes' subsequent internal review identified 140 articles with possible problems and 54 that were found to include appropriated material. This was his big secret, said Bukowski, whom Snopes fired without explanation in 2018. She currently manages Truth or Fiction. He would instruct us to copy text from other sites, post them verbatim, so that it looked like we were fast and could scoop up traffic and then change the story in real time. I hated it and wouldn't tell any of the staff to do it, but he did it all the time. 2 other former employees also said that copying and rewriting content was part of his strategy for driving traffic to the site. That was his fucking goal, to make money. He wasn't about actually fucking exposing the truth. One who asked to remain anonymous told BuzzFeed News that taking credit for other people's work was part of his model. Wow. The balls on this guy. Edward Wasserman, professor of journalism at University of California who specializes in ethics, said that using other people's work must be conducted subject to rules of attribution so that the reader isn't misled into crediting the current writer with finding the information first, which is an important claim to credibility and proficiency. Many prominent news organizations, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and even BuzzFeed News, have acknowledged plagiarism in their own pages and publicly corrected the record, as Snopes is doing now. So, I mean, it is crazy. It is crazy. There's a lot more here. This is a very, very, very long article. But keep in mind, this is a dive. Everybody in the left. Snopes says. Snopes is fucking a bunch of plagiarism and shit.
The election, even you told me to check Snopes.
I remember that, and I'll never do that again, but, you know, fuck Snopes, fuck Mikkelsen, fuck Zeronadia, and yeah, hey, I'm a journalist, I've written professional articles before, this is fucking bullshit, dude, don't copy off other people's shit, you can cite it in quotes or talk about it, but don't fucking word for word copy somebody's shit. That's the same thing that pisses me off when people would review albums and would copy the goddamn promo word for word and change up a line or two. And I'd seen it. I went to heavy metal blogs, and I would see reviews from my own website where they, my own website, my own album, back when I was still in a band, where they would basically go in there and copy my press release. And I'm like, dude, I know what the press release says. I see it every day. I'm not, and I know I didn't confront them about it. I wasn't gonna be that asshole, but that's what they were doing. Oh, look at our coverage for this band. It's like, dude, no, you're copying off the fucking shit. You're not even doing any work. That's bullshit. That's absolute fucking bullshit. And as a journalist, it really fucking pisses me off. It's one reason why, you know, I just don't even really care when it comes to doing the journalist shit anymore. Like, I just do the opinion pieces and reviews or whatever because I just don't fucking care. Because somebody's just going to take my shit and copy it. Oh, yeah. No, it's not your fucking work. I get really tired of that shit. And Snopes, man, they were like the big lefty fact checker. And it turned out they're a bunch of bullshit, too. Oh. So, I think that's pretty much all we have on this one. I've got to take a break and then start this Sakura no Mori Dreamers for an hour. And then I guess I'm going to jump on Cyberpunk now that I've got a stable version.
What is this one?
This is Fearmonium. Hopefully cool. It gets put on GOG, but
it kind of makes me think of Cuphead.
Yeah, it's all hand-drawn. Yeah. GOG's like, we don't want to put it on there, though. Why not? I mean, I literally talked to the Russian developer. They said, look, I sent a copy to GOG, which the game would sell because it was fun and it did well on Steam. It's very positive or mostly positive. And he said, oh, they never got back to me. Meanwhile, they're putting a bunch of shit on their site that nobody fucking gives a shit about. People are like, why the hell are you giving us this? We don't care about this crap. Like, they got a game called Later Daters, which is about old people dating sim.
Later Gator.
Later Dater. Like, oh, it's about old people and sim. We're like, no, I don't fucking care about that. People want this. It's a Metroidvania. It's in the style of Cuphead. People will buy it and give you money, Poland. You want money, right? Especially after Cyberpunk disaster, which I'm giving another go at after everything's been kind of fixed and there's a stable release after fucking 9 years.
Yeah.
9 years, 9 months. It'd probably take 9 years to get it fixed.
What? They said they'd been working on it for 10 years.
Oh, good. Yeah, if you believe all that. Anyway, I guess that's going to be all for the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we are out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.